Now, a sense of the challenges troops face close up. We're going to hear about one army unit, which is on patrol in Afghanistan, on dirt roads, across fields, past rugged brown cliffs, in one of the most dangerous parts of the country. It is the Arghandab Valley, a Taliban stronghold outside the southern city of Kandahar. Last week, NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman went along with a striker brigade out of Fort Lewis, Washington, and came upon a horrific scene. An armored vehicle struck by a roadside bomb.
The call crackles over the radio. A Taliban attack. Casualties with 2nd Platoon. So 1st Sergeant Charles Burrow of Charlie Company orders the soldiers to mount up in their 8-wheeled armored vehicles called strikers. They race toward a plume of smoke rising above the trees just a half mile away.
All right, man. Hey, when we get there, I need you to bring your medic, link up with me, bring whatever first aid stuff you got, and a smoke grenade.
The strikers cross a bridge. A cluster of Afghan men and children look nervously at the passing convoy.
Find a way to get into the field and travel through the field.
The strikers bounce through a wide and barren field alongside a dirt road. In the middle of that road, every soldier's nightmare. A striker flipped over, flames and thick black smoke pouring out. It's been hit by a roadside bomb.
11 o'clock.
Other soldiers are crouched in a drainage ditch, firing their weapons toward a tree line about 300 yards away. The Taliban has mounted what's called a complex attack, a roadside bomb followed by a wave of fire from AK-47s. Now rounds crackle from both sides as the strikers open up with their machine guns and grenade launchers. The first sergeant and others move up the road, under fire, toward the wounded. While two Kiowa helicopters come over the mountains and buzz angrily just above the tree line, keeping watch for the soldiers on the ground, looking for enemies to strike. Some of the soldiers have already jumped into the bomb crater and dug out two survivors. This platoon was supposed to be on light duty back at their base. They lost 7 men just the week before in another roadside bomb attack. On this day, they were out on a routine resupply mission down a road they often use and got hit again. They're still taking fire. The Sergeant Burrow tries to bring some order, telling some of his soldiers to shoot toward the tree line while directing others to take care of the wounded.
Doing okay?
I'm good, yeah.
One of the wounded is Lieutenant Brian Giroux. He was riding in the back of the striker when it flipped over, leaving him partially trapped in a crater 7 feet deep and some 28 feet across. Giroux has 2 broken bones in his leg. Burrow still doesn't know how many people were in the striker that was hit, so he asked the other wounded soldier, Sergeant Miguel Mendiola, who's face down on a stretcher, a trace of blood crusted on his lips.
How many total were in the truck?
There's 4 of us.
In that truck?
Specialist Gooch, Specialist Amat, LT, and myself.
Gooch, Amat, 2 soldiers who are in the front of the striker. The body of one is trapped under the burning vehicle. The other body is nowhere to be seen.
Gooch, Amat, you and the LT, that's it, right?
No, I just saw
his.
While some soldiers look for their missing comrade, others attend to the wounded. Sergeant Mendiola is lucky. He just has a broken ankle. A medevac flight lands in the field, and soldiers carry the sergeant and Lieutenant Giroux to the helicopter.
All right, here we go. Pick him up. Mendiola first. Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
Back at the vehicle, soldiers desperately work to put out the flames around the body of Specialist Gary Gooch. They pry a piece of metal away and pull him out into the open. The other soldiers find the body of Specialist Aaron Amat out in a field. The soldiers here are scouring the fields for the remains of the 2 who died here. One of the soldiers they put in a body bag, and another soldier leaned over, touched the bag, and said, "God bless you, brother." Some of the soldiers are in a ditch, pointing their weapons toward a mud hut in the distance, probably about 500 yards away. and we hear the rounds of ammunition basically cooking off inside the Stryker, popping every few minutes. And the soldiers are collecting pieces of the Stryker. There's a transmission sitting in the dirt road. It was blown about 50 yards away.
Hey, there's a tire over there. What other piece of the Stryker? You're not moving it.
Yeah, I'm with this over here.
Yeah.
I'll fucking worry about it later, I guess.
It's going to be dark here soon.
More than an hour passes. The firefight is over. The soldiers move quietly through the fields, carefully gathering. Another piece of engine, a helmet, a single combat boot. The sun begins to set.
Hey, X-ray, you'll work. Probably time to call that Angel flight for the 2KIA.
Roger, we'll send that to the tank, over.
Angel flight. That's a term for a helicopter flight to carry away the dead. The first step that will bring these men back to their families. And the Stryker continues to burn and cook off ammunition as the helicopter lifts off with the bodies of the two soldiers from the Stryker Brigade.
All right, let's pray for our brothers now.
Later that night, back at their base, on a hill just above the road where the Stryker was hit, Battalion Chaplain Gary Lewis gathers soldiers from Charlie Company.
Okay, a couple more minutes.
The soldiers huddle together in twos and threes, sharing a prayer written on slips of white paper. Their faces are illuminated in a circle of flashlights.
We just saw them today, having fun with them, with the puppies and that. And now we have to let them go. God the Father.
Have mercy on your servant.
God the Son.
Have mercy on your servants.
God the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on your servants.
In the morning, many of the soldiers will arise before dawn and make their way down the mountain to recover the Stryker, which continues to burn. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
You can see photographs of what happened on that patrol at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.